The chant went up at Wausau's Labor Temple for the 85th Assembly District winner, 6th grade teacher Mandy Wright, the unlikely candidate who beat Republican Pat Snyder, a conservative radio firebrand with thousands of listeners. Wright's soft-spoken voice was almost drowned out as she spoke to the loud, boisterous crowd.
This is what democracy is.
Mandy Wright was a novice who had never entertained political ambitions until this year. She won by knocking on doors and talking to voters one-on-one.
But there are very serious issues confronting our communities, and I have met many of those issues individually face-to-face. And I know that we need to focus on finding good jobs for people here.
Now, Pat Snyder is out of a job. His radio show has been filled by another host. Last night, he admitted that his highly partisan on-air role may have been more of a liability than an asset.
I think Mandy's message got out a little bit more to more of the people, that she will work with everybody and try to bring some fresh ideas. So I congratulate her on that and wish her the best success.
Do you think being a conservative talk show host and having to be so partisan in that role, was that just too big of a hurdle for you to overcome?
You know, as we analyze it, it might be. You know, enough of the people in the back of their minds thought, well, if he argued on the air, he'll argue down there. It might have been.
The third candidate in this close assembly race, Libertarian Jim Moss, may have been a spoiler by taking 3% of the vote. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.